From the best-selling Christian Heroes Then and Now series, YWAM Publishing presents David Livingstone, Africa's Trailblazer, by Janet and Jeff Benge. Read for you by Tim Gregory. For information about other titles in this outstanding series, please visit our website at ywampublishing.com or call us at 800-922-2143. Chapter 1. Still Alive. Something moved in the undergrowth. David Livingstone stopped in his tracks. Suddenly he saw the flick of a tail, a tan-colored tail with a tuft at the end. As he looked closer, he could make out the shape of a lion hidden among the bushes. Not a small lion, but one that must have weighed at least 400 pounds. And now, it was no more than 10 feet away. Without taking his eyes off the huge animal for one second, David reached over his shoulder for his rifle. He put the stock of the gun to his shoulder and lined up the sights with the lion's eyes. Smoothly, he squeezed the trigger. Boom! The mouth of the rifle exploded in a flash of burning gunpowder. The lead bullet found its mark, slamming into the lion's neck. But instead of falling over dead, the lion stood roaring in agony. David watched in amazement as it crouched back on its haunches and then leapt forward. The rifle flew from David Livingstone's hand. Pain raced through David's body as the lion's jaws clamped down hard on his left arm, each of the lion's razor-sharp teeth cutting into his flesh. Before David knew what was happening, the beast had lifted him into the air and was shaking him like a cat shaking a mouse. Then it dropped him and pounced again, tightening its vice-like grip on his arm. David felt the lion's hot breath against his body and its saliva seeping through his torn jacket. The animal rested its paw on David's head, and David could feel the point of each claw poised to rip his skull open. Through the searing pain in his body, David could feel his heart thumping wildly in his chest. He was dimly aware of shouting in the background, but his world had narrowed to just him and the lion was winning. Again, the lion raised David effortlessly into the air and shook him. This time, David felt his skin ripping and bones breaking. Boom! Another gunshot rang out, and the lion dropped David Livingstone like a sack of corn. David lay on the ground, stunned and in numbing pain for a second, and then rolled over. "God help us!" he cried when he saw the lion crouching yet again. Would nothing kill it? The lion lunged at David's helper, Mbolwe. The African fell to the ground as the lion locked its huge mouth around Mbolwe's thigh. The men from the village, who had been standing stunned and motionless as the attack took place around them, suddenly sprang into action. 5, 10, 15 spears were hurled at the lion. The lion made a final leap at yet another man, but the combined effect of the gunshots and the spears finally took their toll, and the lion fell over dead. That was the last thing David Livingstone remembered before he slipped into unconsciousness. When David came around 15 minutes later, he found himself lying on the veranda of the mission house at Mabotsa. Fellow missionary Roger Edwards was anxiously bending over him, dabbing his wound gingerly with a damp cloth. Dazed, David tried to sit up. Searing pain shot up his left arm and through his body. He remembered the cracking of bone and the lion's teeth buried deep in his arm. Then, all the other details of the attack came flooding back to him. Shocked, he realized he'd survived. But what about Mbolwe? Had he survived? David grasped Roger Edwards' arm with his right hand and asked about his helper. "Yes, he's alive," Edwards assured him. "He has deep wounds on his leg from the teeth. But I don't think anything is broken." Relieved, David slumped back down onto his back. At least no one had died trying to save him. And although most people attacked by lions in the wild were killed, somehow he had survived. It was all such a long way from Scotland, where the wildest animals he had encountered were the sheep that grazed on the hillside around the town of Blantyre, where he had grown up. If the people back there could see him now.